Today on Older and Wiser...
If you won the lottery, would you quit your job? You might be surprised what most people say.
If you freak out when your phone battery runs down, you've got low battery anxiety. And we've got some surprising statistics.
Also today, we'll tell you how often people change their toothbrushes and the unluckiest names for your pet.
Plus the weirdest things people search for on the internet.
I'm Bob Bates along with Susan Sikora, and you're listening to Older and Wiser. You know, I do not buy lottery tickets.
Right. I know. I don't either.
In some ways, it's the worst way to gamble because you're going to just keep putting that money down and you're just going to keep losing. That's my theory.
I know.
I think the key is you got to win kind of big early on so that you get a taste of what it feels like to win. You know, like you got to win $50 or $100 or $1,000. And then you're hooked.
See? Yeah. 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 I had an uncle who used to like to gamble, and he was, he was a lot of fun. In a casino, he played craps. He would never waste his time at a slot machine, because I would go to a slot machine with a couple of coins, and right. He'd go, don't waste your time.
Right. That's what they say.
Yeah. He played craps.
Slot machines are for amateurs, yeah. Right? Well, they've done a survey recently. Adobe Systems, Inc. asked 1,000 adults, if they were to win the lottery, would they quit their jobs? And before I tell you how many said they would you, if you were working at the and you won the lottery, would you just say, I'm done?
It depends on the job. I mean, I know that's obvious, but I mean, if I really liked what I was doing and I liked the work and I liked the people with whom I worked, I might stay on the jobs.
Probably has a lot to do with how much you win. Like if you won $3 million. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make a lot of sense to go into the office the next day. I don't care how good your job is. I don't know. I would just go. And I've had some good jobs, but I can't think of one that I wouldn't say bye-bye if I got $3 million.
You know, I mean, I've hosted television shows. As you know, we've worked together on some in the past. And
they're fun.
Yeah. They're really fun. They're never boring.
So, you had a great job like that. You know,
I had a terrible job once in college, and it lasted all of, I think, 3 days, and because my father made me quit. And I was working in the meat refrigerator room of the A&P.
I see. You didn't even need to win any lottery winnings.
No, I didn't. He just said, you're out of there.
So. Here's what this survey said. 80% of workers in America say, believe it or not, they'd keep working even if they won the lottery. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Sounds to me like under the category of what I call deals with God. You know, dear God, I'll be really good if you let me win. Look, I'll be so industrious. I'll go to work. I won't sit around like a big sloth.
Career Builder did the same sort of a survey a few years back. And according to their survey, 3 in 4 people said they would keep working because they'd be bored.
And also people want to feel useful. They want to feel like they have a purpose when they get up, not just meander through the day and see what comes up.
We may doubt the results of this particular survey, but there was another study done in 2004 by the Journal of Psychology. They studied 200 lottery winners. These are winners, actual winners who got the money, an average of $3.6 million. 85% of them did, in fact, continue to work. So, I mean, they're not lying when they say they want to keep working. I'm very surprised.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe they had good jobs. Maybe they were not stressful. Maybe they just felt that now I have enough and I can do this job and I can always tell the boss to, you know, take a hike.
If you could quit your job, though, what would you do? Would you just hit the road? Would you hang out at home? Would you give money to friends?
My husband and I always used to talk about this. If we won the lottery, we would gather a list of friends, people who were close first, and first pay off the house, obviously, make sure that, you know, your needs are met.
Yeah, zero out your debts, right?
And then I would probably go someplace like a really nice hotel in Big Sur and invite all my friends to join me there and bring your bills.
Bring your bills. What a party that would be.
That would be a party.
Remember the time Oprah paid off everybody's paid off people's bills?
Yeah. Yes, like exactly. That kind of thing where you can pay people's bills off and you take care of your family and your own needs first.
It pays to be Susan's best friend. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, if her Susan were Oprah, there'd be something behind that, wouldn't there?
All right. Moving on now to another survey. This one done by the electronics company called LG. According to this survey, 9 out of 10 people say they would alter their plans in some way if their phone was running out of battery. I totally get this.
Yeah, I can too. Depends on where you are. I mean, if I were on the road driving at night alone or something, or going to see somebody and on my way home, I wouldn't make 3 stops if my battery level were low. I think I would get home as quickly as possible.
It's my biggest pet peeve about modern day smartphones. Listen, they're a miracle. They're a modern miracle. I'm thrilled that I have one. Mm-hmm. But what I cannot understand is why they can't make the phone battery last all day. I don't care how big you make the phone. Give mm-hmm. me a big brick phone. Make it last all day long. Because mm-hmm. they have actually come up with a term for this. It is called low battery anxiety, and it's a real thing, and people have it. They're afraid that they're going to lose the connection because they have no juice in the phone.
Yeah, I get it. And this is why I still like my flip phone and I don't use a smartphone.
Well, yours probably lasts all day then, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. In fact, sometimes it lasts 2 days and I don't have to worry about, I'm out. You know, if I'm going somewhere, I can literally put that phone, plug it in, and within the hour or two, it's completely charged.
Oh, dear.
And it holds. And I have for what I need it for. So I'm not out. The problem is the people with smartphones have so much going on.
They're using them all the time.
It's
a tool that we need that we use. So,
and they're doing too many things on the phone. And now the phone is something else. So now the phone is a lifeline. And if you don't have that, it's like your oxygen is running out.
86% of people in this survey say they charge their battery between 1 and 3 times a day. 22% admit to ordering something at a bar or restaurant to make use of their wall charger. This is desperation. Boy, I'm telling you, if you've got to go into a store or into a restaurant and buy something just so you can plug in your phone for a while, boy, that's rough, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if there's a precarious situation where you need to get from that place to back home, from point B, let's say, to home, which is point C, then it may be something or maybe there's somebody that you're waiting to hear from.
33% of people said they skipped going to the gym in favor of charging their phone. That's easy. I would totally skip the gym. give me any reason. 32% admitted they were willing to drop everything and head back home just to ensure that their smartphone is charged.
I'd skip the gym just to go cash in my winning lottery ticket.
This is a modern day problem. It's a terrible problem.
I hate to say this. It's self-created. It's not something that we had that was foisted on us.
We're keeping up on the news. We're doing our banking. We're doing things that we used to do at our desk. We're allowed to be freed up and do it.
I would not bank on my phone.
Well,
I wouldn't. You know why? Because you know why? And this is why I wouldn't even wanted to buy one in the first place, because they're expensive. And fine, even if somebody said, here's a couple $100, go get yourself the top of the line smartphone, the next new thing from Mac or whatever.
You wouldn't want it, right?
I'm afraid that I'd drop it. Or crack the glass, or lose it. That's what I'm afraid of, is I'd lose it. I really am. I'm afraid I would misplace it.
Yeah.
And, that has happened. Not that often, but every now and then. Or my phone falls out in the car, and then I realize it before,
Listen, I think a lot of older people have that same fear. That it's just too much responsibility, and I just can't. I just can't go there. I think one of the problems is you haven't had one, so therefore you haven't seen what they can do. And so
I've seen what they do. I see people on them all. That's another thing. I don't like the way people look. with their little stupid heads and the smartphones. I'm sorry. To me, it looks like everybody's walking around like they're ready to walk into a building or something. That you look distracted.
You are a grumpy grandma.
You look like you're struggling to be present. That's the line. You look like you're struggling to be present.
I understand. It does have that appearance, doesn't it? That people are in.
They're not even struggling.
Engaged in something else.
They're not present. They're looking to see what's going on elsewhere. They're not happy where they are. It's not very zen, that's for sure.
It's not very zen.
No.
Well, my only theory when it gets to the battery issue on these things is phone manufacturers should just make a big-ass phone with a big-ass battery in it.
Yeah, but didn't we start out with phones like that? Wasn't it supposed to get to this? That's why I'm saying
I'm okay, but they make these sleek-looking, thinner-than-thin phones that look beautiful, but they only last for part of the day. I'm just saying, I don't care. Make them a little bigger, and let me have a full day of charge without.
You know what I don't like about almost any mobile phone? None of those phones, not even my flip phone, not the smartphone. It doesn't fit my ear comfortably. It acts as if it doesn't know the shape of my ear.
What, the phone acts as though it doesn't know the shape of your ear?
That's right.
What?
The phone is not designed for my ear. If you pick
what do you
up
want it ear shaped?
If you pick up an old fashioned telephone,
it's got the little
phone had
cup.
Some kind of a. It was almost cupped,
so that
it would fit your ear. Almost if you put it on too much, it would cause suction and pop your ear.
And the current phones are flat.
And now they're flat. Who's got a flat ear?
Okay. All right. We do have Grumpy Grandma with us today, folks. If any of you have a question, feel free to call in. All right. Well, finally, a topic you really do have some knowledge of coming up next. And that is, this is a survey from dentistry.co.uk. And the headline is, Women change their toothbrush twice as often as men.
This is disturbing.
Well, you tell me how often you change your toothbrush, and I'll tell you how often I change my toothbrush, and we'll see if the survey is correct.
Hey, here's what I do. I get my teeth cleaned twice a year professionally. I go to the woman at the oral surgeon's office because I had oral surgery when I had let things go a little bit.
Okay, too much information.
Okay.
How often do you change your toothbrush?
Well, when I go get my teeth cleaned, I go across over to Bed Bath & Beyond and I get with a coupon. I get two replacements for my Sonicare or three, whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
And if they're not used up by the time I go up for my next 6-month toothbrush, then I know I'm not changing my toothbrush enough.
Okay,
so I
you're
change it about
six months.
About every 2 or 3 months.
Oh, every 2 or 3 months. Okay. Well, that's about what most women do. Every 3 months they change their toothbrushes. Every 92 days is the average for women. While men, well, I'll tell you, I do mine. I change my toothbrush more often than this. Men keep their toothbrush for 185 days. So that's about 6 months.
Oh.
That's a long time. I mean, don't you hate it when you've got a toothbrush and the bristles are like all bent over? I don't want that.
Yeah, they should be standing up like soldiers.
I know. Mm-hmm. I also like electric toothbrushes.
Absolutely.
And you can buy them fairly inexpensively now. They used to be kind of pricey, but now you can buy them disposable ones that run for a very long time before the battery runs down.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a Sonicare girl, and I first wanted to go in with a couple of
other
things.
First of all, explain what Sonicare is. Is that like a water pick, or does it?
It's not a water pick. It's a toothbrush. You have to change the head each time. You know, every 2 to 3 months, you have to change the head.
Is it on some sort of a cord or something, or is it?
You charge it. You put it on the charger, and then you could literally walk outside and sit on your patio and brush your teeth.
Okay, got it. And it's Sony. It uses sound?
Sound waves, yes.
Ooh,
but it vibrates, you know. It's you'll feel it. And you have to learn to not push hard on the gums and the teeth, but to allow the machine to do the work. But I have to say it made a huge difference in my gum health and everything. I had bleeding gums in the whole routine, and I made a 180 degree turn, but I stayed on it religiously. Maybe you got to floss.
Could you take some photos of yourself doing that, and then we can put it on the website?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Yeah. Okay. Also, speaking of electric toothbrushes, 57% of those surveyed say they do, in fact, use electric toothbrushes. That's over half.
Mm-hmm.
Those are women. Now,
they do a better job.
Women like them better. 32% of men use electric toothbrushes. So,
If you keep the toothbrush on for the cycle, which is, I think, 2 minutes, all right, that's the minimum, then you're consistent. So that if you're really tired and you don't feel like doing it, but you put it on anyway, you get that brush on those teeth for 2 minutes, you get as consistent a job as you did the night before when you went to bed earlier and you still had some energy and it doesn't matter because the machine generally keeps the cleaning consistent.
Okay, so you could sell these Sonicare toothbrushes the way you love them so much. But
we'll be the poster child for them.
We'll
yes.
try to get them as a sponsor, maybe.
You should. You should.
Yeah. You'll be really? The sales girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also on the survey, a very interesting element. This survey also found that 7 out of 10 men, 72%, have used their female partner's toothbrush.
Ooh!
I am not in that 72%. No, I wouldn't get near my wife's toothbrush. I just think it's gross.
You know, remember growing up, if you took a sip from let's say your mother was having a glass of water and you wanted a sip, she'd give you a sip. And you'd think, well, okay, because it's your mother, you know. And I'm not sure that there's any scientific
I would share my wife's water.
Right.
But there's something really gross about the fact that stuff has been cleaned out of your teeth and is still in that brush. I mean, that's not part of what I want to share.
Well, you've really been giving this a lot of thought.
Only 26% of women say they have used their male partner's brush.
Well, I would never use anybody else's toothbrush. You know what I would rather do in an emergency? Let's say if I were someplace and I forgot my toothbrush and somebody said, here, you want to use my toothbrush? I'd say, no, thanks. Mm. And that's why that's a good case for always having sugarless gum with you.
Ah, that's very good.
Chewing gum will at least
clean some of that.
Yeah, it'll take some of it, you know, and then rinse your mouth a couple of times with water and, you know, call it a day and do better tomorrow.
You're a woman. Women spend twice as much on their teeth and tend to have much healthier teeth and gums, apparently.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to bang the gums slowly. I mean, you want to have those teeth as long as you can.
Women are also 5 times more likely to have cosmetic procedures. Like teeth whitening. Do you whiten your teeth?
I don't whiten them, but I did have bonding done.
Oh, I had
years ago, before it was even popular, I had the bonding done.
Is it still working for it? Is it all broken off?
I'm so afraid to say no because it does work, but I took good care of it.
Okay, moving on. Our next survey reveals the top 10 unluckiest pet names. Unluckiest pet names. Did you even realize that some pet names are more lucky than others?
Is this unlucky for the pet or the pet parent?
Well, really for the pet parent. Well, for both, actually, because the research was done by a pet insurance company, PDSA Pet Insurance. You know, so they get the claims for the pets, and on the claim forms is the name of the pet. It's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, you get a bunch of names that are the same and you realize, boy, this pets by this name get sick more than others.
How weird is that?
And that's
just a coincidence?
I can't imagine. But according to this survey, Bruno is nearly 6 times more likely to get sick and have to be treated than animals who have a different name. Bruno.
I would never name a pet. I wouldn't name anything Bruno if you want to know the truth.
Now it is possible. Think about that. Bruno's kind of a manly name, kind of a pit bull type of a name.
Sounds like brute. Yes, yeah. It makes you think of a brute. Makes you think of somebody nasty. Makes you think of a pit bull or something.
Yeah, do you think
they
get in more fights or something?
Maybe it's the way you call them with the name. You know, you might. You know, if it's Spot, you might go, here, Spot. But if it's Bruno, here, Bruno.
What? Okay.
Sit down.
All right.
Bruno.
I love your theory there. I have no idea what that meant, but
well, because the pet hears your voice and maybe it reacts negatively. There's too many negative vibes going around in the house between you and the pet, and then something bad happens, and you know, ends up on the list with the pet.
Okay. What do you think is the top luckiest pet name according to Petsurance? The luckiest. The one that has the least number of insurance claims.
I don't know. I don't know. It can't
Luna.
Be Spot.
Luna.
Luna.
There are actually some weird names on this list. Here are the top 10 unluckiest. I'll read them real quick. Number one is Bruno. Number two is Cassie. Mm-hmm. Then Jake, Izzy, Henry, Tia, Dylan, Buster, Sam, and Jess.
I used to have a cat named Sam years ago.
Yeah, I like Buster, too. I had a dog named Buster. Here are the top luckiest. Just to jot these down. If you're going to get a cat or a dog and you want a good name, name them one of these. They won't get sick as often. Number one, Luna. Number two, Ollie. Number three, Sky. Freddie, Patty, Ted, Bertie, Coco, Minnie, and Teddy.
I like Coco and I like Freddy, and the rest of them I don't think I would choose.
Finally today, some weird questions that turn up on Google search. According to this, Iowa, in the state of Iowa, the weirdest question that comes up on Google is, do penguins have knees?
Do penguins have knees?
I have no idea why people in Iowa would really care about that.
I don't either, but they don't walk as if they have knees. They sort of, you know, walk as if their little legs are just straight and don't bend.
Pennsylvanians wanted to know, do cats fart?
Well, I think if you own a cat, you could probably find that out very quickly.
People in New Mexico were Googling, do dogs dream?
That would be interesting.
I don't know why. In Delaware, they wanted to know how to get away with murder. Delaware seems like a kind of a less of a violent state. I'm not quite sure.
How to get away with murder.
Maybe they Google it because they want to be more. That would be the more intelligent way of going about killing somebody, would be to go on the internet, research, and do a nice job of it, right? As opposed to just, you know, in the more violent places, they just do it. They already know how to do it.
Wow.
I don't know. South Dakotans, they like to ask, why is my poop green?
Really? I think I know the answer to that.
Is there something in South Dakota that people are eating that's causing this?
You know what can cause that?
What?
Licorice ice cream, which is hard to find.
You know, now we should Google South Dakota licorice ice cream, and I'll bet you there's a distributor there that's selling this to people, and then they're having that problem, and they're having to find out what's going on, maybe. I don't know.
I won't give you any more details.
In Utah, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck? Oh. That's stupid.
Yeah. And the last couple are just, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
And in New Hampshire, who framed Roger Rabbit? Those aren't even real
this
questions.
This is like somebody's doing a survey, you're representing your state, what's the most popular question? I don't have anything. Make something up quickly, we need the answer.
Seems like a dumb survey. Sorry we ended today with a dumb survey. Golly, I didn't mean for it to be so dumb. I can't control it.
That's right.
Well, that's another week, Susan. I'm glad you joined us, as you always
Me too.
Do.
Me too.
There'd be no show if you didn't join us.
Well, you'd talk to yourself.
That you don't want to hear.
Now that, or you'd stop and you'd say, I've got to go now. Shorter show, no one to talk to, and I have to go out and buy a lottery ticket because you never know.
All right, for all the news for baby boomers and beyond, be sure to check us out at olderandwiser.com. See you next week, Susan.
Bye-bye.